And Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Mishnah, four lines from the top. Tnan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah in Shviyas. Ha'irez, rice, vadeichen, millet, vapargin, and poppy seeds, vashumshamin, and sesame seeds, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If they started rooting before Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'oval. So even though the lekita was the next year, but the maisris is the tali in the shas hashrosha. Umutarim b'shviyas. Another halacha. If they were hishrishu kaidem Rosh Hashanah shel shviyas, so you're allowed to harvest them in shviyas. These are not peiris shviyas. These are peiris shishis. Bimlav. What is, if it was not nishrash lifnei Rosh Hashanah, it was nishrash la'acha Rosh Hashanah, asurim b'shviyas, so then that's called peiris shviyas. So it has hilchos shviyas on it. U'misasrin l'shana habo, and the maaser is for the next year, because it was nishrash in the next year. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ha'iris v'doichen mine kitnis hain, doichen milif, pargen mako, misasren l'sha'ovar, b'maisris shone sha'ovro. The maisris are the maisris which were prevalent that year. Im shniye, if that year was the second year, maisr shayni, vim shlishis, maisr oni. Umutorim b'shviyis, im ishrishu erev shviyis lefnei Rosh Hashanah, so it's muta b'shviyis, it's perishishis. If it was nishrash la'achar Rosh Hashanah, misasrim l'shan abo, b'shnas l'kitosan. Im ishar shnei shavua hi sha'ein ha'shviyis, so then it has the dine maiser of that year. This is a Mishnah. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, Rabbe asked the kasha on the Mishnah. Omar Rabbonon, Ilon boso chanote. By Ilon you go boso chanote. When the peri comes out, tvuve v'zeisim boso shlish, tvuve v'zeisim, there's a different shear. You go after it grew a shlish. Yerek boso lekite. Yerek you go, these are going, that means further and further. Chanote, the peri first comes out, tvuve v'zeisim boso shlish, it grew a shlish, which is much later than chanote also. Yerek boso lekite, by Yerek you go, by the Gmar Peri. And here of us, all of a sudden we have here a new shear, a shear of Hashroshe, which it seems is very early, when it became Nishrash. Hani keman shavino rabono. Is it daimet to Yerokis? It's not daimet to anything. It's a new shear of Hashroshe. Where did we get this? So Rabbi had a kash on the Mishnah. Hodar Omar Rabbi, then Rabbi said a teretz. Mitoich sha'asuyin prochin prochin. Since lemaise, when the geirin is made, the geirin is made tzibislech. Prochin means they take the husks off these kidneys. So since the geironis, they take off a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, it's a drawn-out process. Is memele, the problem is not that it's drawn out, the problem is problematic. That since the zman of the geirin, of the gemal, really you should go basalikite. But since the zman, it goes, it's a drawn-out process, so some of the oires is nigmar, before Rosh Hashanah. Some of the Eiris is Nigma after Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have a big mess. We won't know to be Mafrish Minachot, which is Chodosh, which is Yoshan. We'll have a lot of problems. Because if you go Bosa Lakit, you're going to have problems. It's Ozi Rabbonon Bosa Hashrosh. So therefore, the Rabbonon decided, in order to avoid problems, we go Bosa Hashrosh. Hashroshe is the same time for all the oires. So even though the goyren is a drawn out affair, but the Hashchosh is at one time. So the year of the Hashchosh, that's the year that that's the Shnas HaMaisa. Let us see Rashi. Rav said, Bosor Chanote, Lekamon Tanolo Bepirkin, Ilon Shechonto Peirosov Koidem Tezvov Beshvat, the Chanotos before Tezvov Beshvat Shurei Sheshonel Ilonis, Mis Asa Leshone Sheovro, whenever the Chanota was, that's when that's the Shnas HaMaisa. Yerek Bosor Lekite, Kedam Moron Lael, Liket Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah, and you were Malaket another one in Rosh Hashanah, so you go Bosor Lekite. Hani Kitnyes Keman Shavino Shaholcha Ben Achar Ashrosha. Why is it that by the Kitnyes you go Bosor Ashrosha? So the Gemara answers, Mitoich Sheasuyim Prochim Prochim, Mitoich shegeironon osui ma'at ma'at. The geiron, the gmar meloche, goes very slowly. She'ein ilkot in ke'echad. You don't harvest it all at a time. Ela hayoim loiktin emefachin ma'at. You pick a little and you take off the husks. Lemocha ma'at. V'nimtso chodosh v'yoshon v'rovim yachad. You have mixed up. Oires from the new year, Oires from the old year, menefrochim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, menefrochim lacha Rosh Hashanah. Is im hulchen behem acha lekite kishar yerek. So if it would have the guidelines, and for Rashi it seems theoretically it should have the guidelines of Yerokis that you should go bosa lekite. But if you'll do that, Kshayei Mafrish Maisroisov, then you're going to have a problem when you're going to be Mafrish the Maisris, since it's mixed up Chodosh and Yoshon. Havalai Maisa mina Chodosh ala Yoshon, and mina Yoshon ala Chodosh, which is no good. You can't be Mafrish mina Chodosh ala Yoshon. So therefore, in order to avoid this problem, Ozli Behu Bosar Ashrosh. So Chazal said that the Shnas HaMaiser is the year when it started rooting. Shebishona Achas Mashreshes Kol Asod. The same year it's Nishrash. Shrebe Basacha Zeirin Oysom. So Memele, the rooting comes at the same time. Natsamod Nemaiser. What is Pshat? I mean, we're asking, Al Pi Haloche, the Shnas HaMaiser should be Bosa Lekite. So you're telling me, but if you go Bosa Aloch, you have problems. So how can you do such a thing to make a new Shnas HaMaiser? So Rashi says it's no problem. U'Maiser Peiris Ilon V'Kitnis V'Yerk Midrabonu name. All these Maisers are Drabonu Dike Maisers. V'Yecholis V'Yad HaChachomim L'Kvoy Yezman L'Fi Datom L'Cholechot V'Echot. Since the whole Maiser is Drabonu, so when they're making the takone, they can be keveya that the Shnas HaMaiser should be whenever they decided it should be. So if for convenience it'll come out that it would be preferable if the Shnas HaMaiser of Oires and Doichen would be b'Shnas HaShchoshe, so they said that that's the Shnas HaMaiser. So now we avoided problems. Prochim, prochim, loshen zen neufel bekitnis, that the kidneys, which were the husks, were taking off. That's called prochim. Kidemrinim meseches beyam meilim belilis and mefarchim kidneys beyond. If you take off the husks, so the nefrochim are called prochim. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says mitoich sheasuyin prochim, mitoich shegoironon. Ma'at ma'at, the geirin, the gmar meloche, progresses slowly. She'ein nilkotim biyachat, ela hayoim nilkotim nefroche ma'at. Today you pick some, lemoche ma'at, v'nimtso chodosh v'yoshon murovim yachat, im holche b'macha lekite kishar yerek, so you're going to have a problem. L'kach ozlo b'bosar hashroshe, she'bishon ha'achas, Mashresh is called Asode, in the same year, the same time the whole crop roots. Shrebe Basacha Zeirin Oysa. U Maisa Peiris Hilum Vekitni Yis Viyak Midarabonon Heim. ויכולס ביד חכמים לקבוע הזמן לחלכת לפי דעתם, כך פרש הקונטרס. That's a Rashi said Pshat. The Gemara, that was Rabba's Teretz. V'teimo, so Tosfos asks Amora d'Kekasha. Now, when we look at the Mishnah is speaking about two halachas. It's speaking about Maisris. It's also speaking about Shvius. That if it was Nishrash, Erev Shvius, so you're allowed to, that doesn't have Dinei Shvius, it's a pre-Shvius. Frag Tosfos v'teimo, Tinach Maiser derabonon Maiser, the holding of Maiser, Kitnius is at the Rabbonon. So you could say the Rabbonon said that the Shnas and Maiser of Kitnius is Beshas HaShrosh. Ala Shviyas de Reisehu, Aboy. Shviyas is at the Reise de Kedin. Is Dinom Bosa Lekita Kishar Yerik. So by Shviyas, Minatoire, if it was picked in Shviyas, it's called a pre-Shviyas. Is Heichios Linen Bosa HaShrosh Lahata Beshviyas Kshashrishi Beshishis. So how could you say, how could the Mishnah say that if it, the kidney is rooted in Shishis and it was picked in Shviyas, it should be not Torah, it's a pre-Shviyas. The Rabbanon said that there's a din of a pre-Shishis. The Rabbanon cannot be oiker the din de Araisa. That's Tais Viskash. V'shemo b'Shviyas b'zman hazeh. V'rebi k'dom agabi pruzbul b'perek ha-shaleh. So Tais Vis wants to say one Teretz. That maybe this Mishnah is speaking about Bizman Hazed. And it's going according to Rebbe, the Rebbe holds Shviyas Bizman Hazed the Rabbonon. No, it's at the Rabbonon. So we said already, but whenever it came to the Rabbonon wanted to prevent problems. So Mamela, they said, make it a straight aloha, you go Bosar HaShroshe. Then the Rabbonon, they're bekoyach to do it. Inami, a second Teretz, Kedisanye B'Toyres Koyanim. Minayin la'ires v'doichen uprogin v'shumshemin she'shrishu lifnei reish ha'shone she'koinzen oison b'shviyas. How do you know that these minim, these kidneys that were rooted erev reish ha'shone, that you're allowed to harvest them in shviyas and has a din of perish shishas? Talmud loimel v'osavto estvu oso b'shviyas. Yochel af al pishle hishrishu, tamad loime sheishonim tizra bo osavto, shisha zoirim v'shisha oisvim, v'loi shisha zoirim v'shiva oisvim. Now let me explain the drosha. The goyin in Teres Koyinim explains the drosha as follows. The posik says, sheishonim tizra, sodecho, bo osavto tvu oso, that's one posik. Then the next passage says, Uva Shona Hashviyas. So the Va'osavto is between the Sheishonim Tizra and the Uva Shona Hashviyas. So the Teres Koinim says the Va'osavto can go Uva Shona Hashviyas. There's sometimes you could, if you were Zeireya the sixth year, you can harvest it the seventh year. And there's sometimes when you were Zareya the sixth year, you only have to harvest it the sixth year. The Vasafto goes on both. The Vasafto is stuck in the middle. So sometimes it was Vasafto Uvashona Shviyas, and sometimes Vasafto Sheishonim. In the 6 years you have to be Ma'asim. So the Teres Koinim says both halachas are emes. You can plant the sixth year and be permitted to harvest the seventh year. You can plant the sixth year, and you're not permitted to harvest the seventh year. What does it depend on? It depends on if it got nishrash the sixth year, if it got rooted the sixth year, so then you're allowed to harvest the seventh year. If it didn't get rooted the sixth year, you're not allowed to harvest it the seventh year. So what does Taisva say? So Taisva says, according to the second Teretz, so Taisva says that it's a drosha. You're asking me, Shviyas, how can you, why do you go Bosar HaShrosh by Shviyas? So Taisva says, it's a drosha. You go Bosar HaShrosh. So I had a ha'ore on the Gemara. So I was like, I don't understand what was Rabbi's problem. Rabbi had a problem. He says, he threw down all the halachas. By Ilan you go Bosa Chanote, by Tu you go Bosa Shlish, by Yerik you go Bosa Lakita. Where did he get Hashrosha from? Where did the Rabbonon get Hashrosha from? Where did he get it from? What did he say at Teretz? He says, no, the whole thing is at the Rabbonon, it's Mamela, so they made Hashrosha to avoid problems.
What's the kasha? Where they got a shchusha from? Look in Teres Kainim. Faces looked at the Teres Kainim. There's enough in the Teres Kainim that you go bosach hashchusha by shviyah, so by kitniyas. The Teres Kainim says that you go bosach hashchusha by kitniyas by shviyah. So what's your kasha? Where do you get hashchusha from? He's talking about the Rabbonon. In this whole Teres, oh, the Rabbonon made because of problems. And there's a din, the Teres Kainim says is a din Ashrosha. So then I thought that we had a Teisvis daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let us just see for 1 minute the Teisvis. We'll gain two things from seeing this Teisvis, not the whole Teisvis. But let us just see Teisvis Dibba Maschel Vahatfue Taisvis ve'im toimar, it's before, it's around 5 lines before the lines get wide. Ve'im toimar, ve'heichi yafinen hocha chiyev meiser mishviyas. How can you learn out chiyev meiser mishviyas? Va'aloi kol ilonis hulchen lishviyas basar chanote. Va'anovim nami bechlal. Va'anovim you also go by shviyas basar chanote. Kedemrine lekaman, omri rabon and ilon basar chanote, yerik basar lekite. Tvu is eisim basar shlish. Fafilohochi le'inyin lishayev b'maise shiracher. Kemefurish per kama de maisris. And by maisris is a shir of shlish. You go basar shlish. And so Taisis asks, how can you learn out from Hilchas Shviyas, Hilchas Maiseh, Shviyas and Maiseh have two different halachas. And Taisis says over here that, let us speak about Ilonis. Ilonis, by Shviyas you go Bosel Chanote, and by Maiseh you go Bosel Havo Shlish. So Taisis says there's a difference between Maiseh and Shviyas. That is what Taisis says. So Memele, so I thought Ibezoi is very good. So the Gemara here, the Gemara didn't have any problem on Shviyas. Shviyas is not a problem. Shviyas, why you go Basar Ashrosha? Shviyas is a Teres Kainim. Shviyas is a Teres Kainim. You go Basar Ashrosha. The problem of Rabbi was, where did you get such a shear by Maisris? By Maisris is no such shear of Ashrosha. Maisris is different than Shviyas. Don't tell me Shviyas. Look at Ilonis. Ilonis, by Shviyas you go Bosa Chanote, and by Maisis you go Bosa Havo Shlish. So don't tell me Shviyas. Shviyas has its own halachas. Shviyas, I understand the Mishnah, you go Bosa Hashrosh. But I'm asking a kasha on Maisris. Maisris, where do you find such a shir of Hashrosh? That was the kasha. So he told them it's a good kasha, and they had to make the shir of Hashrosh by Maisris in order to avoid problems. That's L'chayre Pshat in the Gemara. But there's one problem. Tuv Yehama was Moira, Moira de Kikasha. Taisvis, the Taisvis we just mentioned before, Taisvis says that by Ilonais, you go Basa Chanota by Shviyas, and by Maisvis you go Basa a different Shir, Shlish Gidulai. And Taisvis brought the Raya that by Shviyas you go Basa Chanota from our Gemara. That's argument. Well, I call Elon Selchon Shviyas Basa Chanota, Kedamrina lekamon, Omri labonon Ilon Bosa Chanote, Yerek Bosa Lekite, Tvur Vizaisen Bosa Shlish. So Taisvis learns, our Gemara is speaking about Shviyas. So then it's Takapella. So the Gemara started bringing together the Shviyas Tikalochas. Look, you know, by Shviyas Ilon you go Bosa Chanote. By Shviyas Tvur you go Bosa Shlish Gidulai. By Shviyas Yerek you go Bosa. The Gemara is bringing the Shviyas Tikashiyurim. Because by Maisa you don't go Bosa Chanot according to Taisvis. So the Gemara brings down the Shviyas Tika Halachas. So what's bringing me around to the Shviyas Tika Halachas though, if by Shviyas there's no problem whatsoever, and the only problem is Maisris, and Maisris you don't go by Ilon Bosa Chanot. So it's a little unclear. According to Shitas HaTaisvis, that you only go Bosa Chanot by Shviyas, and by Maisris you go Bosa Shlish Giduloi, so the Gemara brings the shiurim of Shviyas and asks Akasha about Maisris. Let's go further. Al Koponim, Rabbi explained the Mishnah. Rabbi had a problem. By Maisris, why do you go Bosa Hashroshe? And Rabbi said, Ateret, Sodom, Rabbi. Because if you won't go Bosa Hashroshe, there'll be problems. So in order to avoid the problems, the Chachomim said that the Shnas HaMaisa by Kitnius is the Shnas HaShchosha. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye asked Rabbi Akasha. I don't, Yekasha I appreciated. Your Teretz I don't appreciate. He says, the whole reason Chazal said that you go Bosa HaShchosha by Maisris is because you'll have problems. You'll get mixed up, the Yoshon and the Chodosh, and that's why they said you go Bosa HaShchosha. So Abaye said, that's no problem. There's no problem if you have mixed up Chodosh and Yoshon. You know what you do if it gets mixed up? The Yitzber Goyrona Ilisoichai. Mix it all up together. Mix up the Yoshon and the Chodosh. The Nimtso Toire Min HaChodosh Sheboy Al HaChodosh Sheboy Min HaYoshon Sheboy Al HaYoshon Sheboy. So Abaye said, Amoyre Dikizach. We'll see soon there's a Shita of Rav Shimon Shezuri, which is very difficult to understand. Rav Shimon Shezuri said, you say Yesh Bila. Yesh Bila means, if you mix up different meaning, and let us be Megashim the Inyan. Let's say I have rice. So I have, let's say, 900 pounds of rice. 300 pounds grew Shnas Tovshin Nun Gimel. 600 pounds grew Shnas Tovshin Nun Dalet. So I have the rice. I have the harvest of the rice. 900 pounds. I'll mix it up now. I'll mix it up. So what do I have over here? I have here a mixture of Yoshon and Chodosh. So we'll see, Rav Shimon Shezuri said, if you'll mix it up, I can assume that just like in this whole Taruvis, you have a ratio of 2 to 1, 2 Chodosh to the 600 pounds of Chodosh and 300 pounds of Yoshon. So if you're going to take out, let's say, you're going to take out now, you have 900 pounds. So the Maisris, you have to be Mafresh 90 pounds. That's a tenth. So on the 90, you take out 90 pounds from this taruvis, I'll tell you, 60 pounds is chadosh, and 30 pounds is yoshon. You say yesh bila, it's nice gemisht. I can assume that the whole ratio, which is in the whole taruvis, is in every chelik of the taruvis. So if you're gonna take out 90 pounds, you can be mafrish, meiser, with a calm heart. You don't have nothing what to worry about. There's Yoshon and Chodosh. Sure, there's Yoshon and Chodosh. There's 2 to 1. Two times Chodosh and 1 times Yoshon. When you'll take out 90 pounds, you can be assured in the 90 pounds, you also have 2 to 1. So, mainly, you say, Hareze Meiser, so the Yoshon will be Meiser on the Yoshon, and the Chodosh will be Meiser on the Yoshon, and the Chodosh, and finished. So Mimele, so Abaye Esther Kasha to Rabbi, why did they make, what are you telling me? They made a shear that you go Bosel Hashroshe to avoid problems. If problems are your problem, there's a different way to avoid it. Mix everything together, and you'll mix everything together. V'nimtza toire min ha-chodosh sheboy ala chodosh sheboy, min ha-yoshin sheboy ala yoshin sheboy. Miloi sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Omar Mishum Rab Shimon Shezuri, Pul ha-mitzri. Pul ha-mitzri is a cow bean. Shezoroi lezera, that was planted for the sole purpose to use the bean. Now let us explain what does that mean. This cow bean comes in a pod. So sometimes they planted it to eat the pod. So if the kavana was to eat the pod also, so then it has the din of a yerek. Then it's different halachas. But if they have intentions of throwing away the pod and only eating the bean, so then it has the din of kidneys. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kippurim Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shezuri. Pul ha-mitzri, this cow bean, shezoroi lezera. They planted it for using the bean. So there's a din of kidneys. So Rab Shimon Shezuri said like this, Miktsosoi hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Part of it rooted before Rosh Hashanah. Umiktsosoi hishrish la'acha Rosh Hashanah. So you have Chodosh and Yoshon. So Rab Shimon Shezuri says, "Ein termin u'maisrin mizel ze." You can't take trumas and maisres from one and the other. לפי שאין תאום מן המייסרן, לא מן החודש על היושן, ולא מן היושן אל החודש. But you can have problems. You can get mixed up. There will be a tirchit to make two separate geronis. So Rav Shimon says, Zuri said, so what do you do? Keitzad hu oise, tzoiver geironai l'seicha. You just mix everything together. V'nimtzo, and then I can assume it's mixed up completely. So all over the taruvis, you have the same ratio of 2 to 1, whatever the ratio is. V'nimtzo toirim u'maisa min ha'chodo sheboi ala chodo sheboi, min ha'yoshin sheboi ala yoshin sheboi. So Mamela, that's what Rav Shimon Shazuri said. So Rav Shimon Shazuri said, Klo, if you have a problem that you have tvuis of 2 years, you just mix it together and then you say Yesh Bila, then you mafresh areizu meiser arzu, and you can be assured that you have the same amount of chodosh in the meiser that you have in the rest of the tvua, the same amount of yoshin in the maisa you have in the rest of the tvua, and it's a kosher afroshes maisa. So memeila, so Abaye asked the kasha to Rabbi, so your teretz isn't a good teretz. What's your teretz? Your teretz is they had to make a takone of hashroshe to avoid problems. You can avoid problems without making new takones. Be mix it together and you'll avoid all your problems. Oh, Malay, so Rabbi told Abaye, Rab Shimon Shizuri, comrade. Are you telling me what Rab Shimon Shizuri holds? Rab Shimon Shizuri sovar yeshbila. Rab Shimon Shizuri, you're right, Rab Shimon Shizuri holds yeshbila. It's possible to mix it up, that I can rely that it's mixed up completely, and the same ratio you have in the tvua, you have in the maisa that you mafresh. But the Rabbanon sovri ein bila. The Rabbanon hold ein bila. So memeila, the Rabbanon could not be soimer and mixing it up. You'll mix it up. Who knows when you're going to end up. You're going to take now 90 pounds of mice. And maybe all these 90 pounds are yoshen. You'll be mafresh yoshen and chodosh. Who knows? Who can guarantee that it's mixed up completely? So memeila, the chachomim hold ein bila. So memeila, and the only way to prevent problems, they said that you should go Bosar Hashroshe, and that'll solve most problems. Let us see Rashi. V'yitzpeil geironei l'soichoi. U'ma bekachim yoshen v'chodosh morodom. Vos keit meron, that you have mixed up some yoshen and some chodosh. Yitzper es kol agoyren l'soichoi. Mix everything in the middle. Kloima, bemtze isoi. Mix everything up in the middle of the goyren. Shea keul, nivlal, yachad, yofa. You'll mix it up together. V'nimtzok, sheyitroim, v'yaaser. So when you'll be mafresh trumis and maises, yeimin achodosh b'maise, l'fimashi yesh chodosh b'goyren. Whatever the ratio is in the goyren, they have the same ratio in the maisa. Umin hayoshen lefi mashi yesh yoshen. So what's your problem? Milo isanya de samchinen abilo loymer yofen nivlal, that I can assume that it was mixed up well. Venimtza teire min achodosh lefi mashi yesh chodosh, min hayoshen lefi mashi yesh yoshen. We learned a beraisa, pul hamitzri. Min kitnius, it's a type of a bean. V'dalkon lezoron liyerek. Now what he says is zoron lezera. So Rashi explains. The shtega was, they planted it liyerek, they ate the pod also. Ulezera, or others planted it only for the bean. Bazereya liyerek, if a person planted it for the pod also, then Miss Aser Achalekita. Then that's a different din. Then there's a din of Yerokis, and the Meiser is after the Shnas Lekita. Bazereya lecher lezare, but if a person plants it with an intent only to eat the bean, Tayres kitni yisolof, or Miss Aser Achahashroshe. So Rab Shimon Shizuri is speaking about a case that he planted it lezera, v'hishrish miktsosi lefnei reish shoshone, u'miktsosi la'achar reish shoshone, in termin mizeh shemakirim boy, those that you recognize as a ruah ba'achroine ala nizra barishoine, loy min arishin ala'ach, and you cannot be mafresh one from the other, because you mafresh min achodesh ala yoshon. Keitzad hu oise, what should he do? Teireya, what's the problem, what should he do? Teirech los is zebatme, zebatme, to make a special geirin for the yoshon and the chodesh, that's a big problem. So what should he do? So Shimon Shazuri said, soive geirone le soichai. Yivlel oise yofel, let him mix it up well. La'acha shenosa min arishe bezovizu, min hasheni bezovizu. When he was made the geirone, so he put the one in one corner, one in another corner. Now when he's making the geirim, yarze v'yitzberenu l'emtza geirim, let him pile it up now, middle of the geirim, sheikuloi ke'echot, v'nimtza teirem min hachodo sheboi ala yoshin sheboi. So the Gemara, so Rabbi answered Abaye, you're asking me a kasha from Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rav Shimon Shazuri holds yesh bila, yesh lismach al habila. You can rely that when it's mixed up. Loimar sheyesh mishneyem besoich ha-maisa lefi ha-cheshben. That will say the 90 pounds of maisa that he took, it has the exact same ratio that there is in the rest of the goyrim. That's what Rav Shimon Shazuri holds. The Turiyevin is mesupik if Rav Shimon Shazuri holds dafke because it's a maisa darabonon he holds yesh bila, or filo holds a filo baimidi deraisa also. It's a sofik in Turiyevin. So Rav Shimon Shazuri holds yesh bila, but we hold ein bila, ein soimchim al kach she yesh loima. We could say loy nivlal yofe. Could be it was not mixed well. Verubai shall, and if it's not mixed well, you could have a catastrophe. Is verubai shall ma'isa minachodosh? It could be roiv of the ma'iser is minachodosh. Oy rubai minayoshon, and you're saying this should be ma'is on the whole taruvis rachman and it's lon. You can't be mafresh minachodosh ala yoshon. So come out, you're gonna eat tevel. So memeila, therefore they had to think of another eitz. Let us see Taisvis. Now Taisvis has shrekliche problems with our Gemara. What was Abaye's kasha? Abaye's kasha was that the whole reason they made this takone was because there'll be a problem. They might mix up chodosh with yoshon. So Abaye asked, let's mix it all together. Klaima, v'kivin diyoche l'sakein, since he could fix these problems, correct the problems, amai ozil bosar hashroshe, so why did you make a whole new takone to go bosar hashroshe? Umasik, and the Gemara answered, the Rabbonon sovri ein bila. The Rabbonon hold ein bila, so we don't have any other eitzes, so mamele, that's why we had to make this takone. Frektois vis v'teima, frektois is it's a shrek. If that's pshat in the Gemara, my komishani, what's your teretz? Akati tikshi l'Rav Shimon Shazuri. Good, what are you telling me? The Rabbanon hold ein bila, but Rav Shimon Shazuri holds yesh bila. And Rav Shimon Shazuri in this barai, so what did he say? Pula mitzri shazori lezera, miktosei hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, miktosei hishrish lacha Rosh Hashanah. That a little was hishrish before, a little was after. Why did Rav Shimon Shazuri go bosar hashroshe? We asked the kasha, why did he go bosar hashroshe? So Rabbi said, Ateretz, because if you won't go bosar hashroshe, you're going to have problems. So Abaye asked him, why do you have problems? Let's say yesh bila. So Rabbi answered, no, we hold ein bila. Fine. The Mishnah of Amford. But Rab Shimon, the kasha that Abaye asked you was fair Rab Shimon Shazuri. Rab Shimon Shazuri holds klor, you go bosar hashroshe, and he holds yesh bila. So why does he go bosar hashroshe? Fraktois is v'teima, it's a meirdike kasha. V'teima, fraktois is my komishani. What did Rabbi answer? The Mishnah Yefemfit Abakati Tikshil Rab Shimon Shazuri, the Savar Yesh Bile, Rab Shimon Shazuri holds Yesh Bile, and Avar Pikim Bosel Bosar Ashrosh, and he also goes Bosar Ashrosh. Kediktoni Behedye Miktsoson Hishrishu, Livnei Rosh Hashanah, Miktsoson Hishrishu, Lacha Rosh Hashanah. So why does Rab Shimon Shazuri go Bosar Ashrosh? Why? He doesn't have any problems. So he should go Bosar Lakita. That's one Rab Shimon Shazuri. That's a Rab Shimon Shazuri in the Baraisa. Ubeseife dahach mishne namit nan beperik beis de shviyas. This Mishnah, we had a Mishnah, the Mishnah speaks about rice and millet, etc., that you go bosar hashroshe. And that's Mishnah, perik beis Mishnah zayin. In Perik Beis Mishne Ches, Omar Rab Shimon Shezuri, Pul HaMitzri Shezorei Lezera Betchile, Ki Yaitzi Bem. You only said, you go Bosar HaShroshe, by rice, millet, poppy seeds, and sesame seeds. I have news for you. Pul HaMitzri, you also go Bosar HaShroshe, a Mishne. Pul HaMitzri Shezorei Lezera Betchile, it was planted for to use the beans, Ki Yaitzi Bem, Kloim and Bosar HaShroshe. Ke Oires V'doichem. So Memela Sotaisvis asks a time, so the whole sugi is apella. The whole sugi is apella. He asked, Abaye asked Rabbi Akasha, why did they make this din of Ashroshe? There's an eitz of Yesh Bile. Rabbi answered him, because we hold Ein Bile, but that does not for Emperor of Shimon Shizuri. So Taisus asked this Kasha and found it. Taisus has nothing to say. It's a time, Reitigigangen, but it's apella on the sugi. Now Taisus asks another problem. Va'oid. And Taisvah says, the whole Gemara is doch apella. My kashalei v'yitzber geironei l'soichei. Abaye asked an innocent question. He says, you have problems that some of the kitneyes are yosh and some are chodosh. So Abaye said, you know, there's an easy way to solve the problem. Mix it up and shalom al Yisrael. Frag doch Taisvah, nehei de moye l'tzviras geiren. Le'inyin chodosh v'yoshon. That means there are many problems. For example, if you had, by Maisa, the halach is, the first year you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. The second you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The second year Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. So now, if it's mixed up the first year and the second year, it's the same Maisalist. There's only one problem. One is Yoshon and one is Chodosh. So on that problem, Yesh Bila will solve your problem. It's all mixed up. So I'll take off Maisa Rishon, I'll take off Maisa Oni. I have the correct amount of Maisa from the first year, the correct amount of Maisa for the second year, and Shalom al Yisrael. Frag doch Taisvis, but you know, what happens if you get mixed up the second year and the third year? Frag doch Taisvis, what will be nehei de moile tzvias goyren linyin chodosh v'yoshon? Aber le'inyin shniya nechneses l'shlishis, you'll get mixed up the second year and the third year, loy mahani, then you're in hot water. The shniya maiser sheni. The second year, the maiser is maiser sheni. Shlishis maiser oni. So what are you gonna do then? What are you gonna be mafresh? The meistach nish. It's mixed up. So what, man? But you tell me the percentage, yeah. It's 1/3 Maiseroni, 2/3 Maiseroni. Fine. No, what is Maiseroni? What is Maiseroni? It's mixed up. What are you gonna do? You have a problem. You have a shrekliche problem over here. If you don't know which is the Maiseroni, which is the Maiseroni, what do you have to give to the Oni? What has to be in Yerushalayim? What's help to mix up? You're mixed up. You don't know what to do. By mixing up won't help the situation. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus says, what are you going to do? You'll mix it up. The shniya maisa shayni. The second year, so you have maisa shayni. Shlishis maisa roni. And the same problem will be v'chein chamishis anechneses l'shishis. So what are you going to do? You're going to have a problem. You won't know what to do. So fakel, so they wanted to solve the problem. They said, you go bosar ashkoshe. So you won't have a mix-up. But Yesh Bile cannot be misakin this problem. So Taisvi says, Umiyu ze yochel lesakin, sheyafrish meiser echot, v'yechalol al-mois, v'yoychol al-mois birushalayim, v'meiser yechalik la'aniyim. Now, personally, even though the Lashon of Taisvis is not mashma the way I'll tell over, L'chayre, the Eitze, what Taisvis says, L'chayre should be as follows. Let us say, for example, the crop of the previous year was 300 pounds. The Yoshan was 300 pounds. The crop of the new year was 600 pounds. So I know I have 900 pounds. I have 900 pounds, 300 yoshon, 600 chodosh. 300 has to be Maisa Sheni, 600 has to be Maisa Oni. Fine. Now I'll go and I'll take 90 pounds off of this. I have to be Mafresh 90 pounds. I'll take 90 pounds. When I look at these 90 pounds in front of me, you'll ask me, what is here? There's 30 pounds Maisa Sheni. There's 60 pounds Maisa Oni. That's it. But I don't know which is which. So L'chayre, the Eitzah would be as follows. So let's, don't worry. First I'll say like this. The 30 pounds of the Yoshan should become Maisa Sheni. Finish. So now I have 30 pounds of Maisa Sheni. What's helped me? I have 30 pounds of Maisa Sheni. So which is the Maisa Sheni? That's no problem. So now I'm going to take money. And I'm going to say the Kedusha of the Maisa Sheni should go over on the money. I can be Mechalo Maisa Sheni. So the Kedushas, so now I made Maisa Sheni, the 30 pounds of Maisa Sheni, I was Mafrish on the 300 pounds of the Yoshan. Finished. So I was Mafrish already, that 300 pounds was taken care of. I have here Maisa Sheni, I'll be Mechalo now, this Maisa Sheni on money. So these 30 pounds are now permitted to eat. I have 30, money, which is equivalent to 30 pounds of Maisa Sheni, I'll take this to Yerushalayim. I have Sabbath, I go to Yerushalayim. To eat the Maisa Sheni, so I'll take the money and I'll buy Behemoth in Yerushalayim, I'll have Kedushas Maisa. Whatever I'll do, I took care of the 30 pounds. Now the other 60 pounds is Maisa Oni. So I'll say the other 60 pounds is Maisa Oni. Finished. Now I have 90 pounds. Now, L'chayre, I'll come over to another man and I'll tell him, and I have a mitzvah of Maisa Oni to give him 60 pounds. Which do I give him? I don't know. I have a 60 pounds Maisa Oni, 30 pounds of buying. Is L'chayre al pi cheshbin, I'll go over to the Oni and tell the Oni Azoi. He said, listen, I'll make a deal with you. What's the deal? I said, I have 90 pounds here of Maisa Oni. I have 90 pounds here of Tvur. 60 pounds is Maisa Oni, 30 pounds is mine. I don't know which is which. So I'll make a deal with you. The 30 pounds I'll sell you, the 60 pounds I'll give you. Buy up the, I'm not mechuyif to give away my 30 pounds for my saroni. The yon is kept in our 60 pounds. So l'chayre, this should be a good eitzah. What is the oni losing over here? L'chayre, that should be the practical eitzah. The practical eitzah should be, that means he's not losing anything. He was mafrish meiser sheni. He was mafrish meiser oni. He was mekayim the mitzvah of meiser oni. He's mekayim the mitzvah of meiser sheni and shalom al Yisrael. As long as you say yesh bila, you can solve all the problems. That's tachsich mil, what should be done. I saw the Sifse Chachomim in the Loshna Taisus Arosh is mashma that's not pshat in Taisus. Now, the Loshna of Taisus is also that mashma like that. Let us see the Loshna of Taisus. Umiyu ze yochil esakim, sheyavrish meiser echot, he should be mafrish one meiser, v'yechalol al mois, he should be mafrish one meiser, so Taisus would seem to say that he's mafrish 90 pounds of meiser sheni, v'yechalol al mois, and then he'll be mechalol the 90 pounds, v'yoichal al mois b'Yerushalayim, v'hamaisa yechalik lanim, and this mice will give now tanoni. As able to have his eyes given the Loshna of Taisvis, that's what the Sifse Chomim says, Klo. But I don't understand that, oh, why do you have to do such a batlon and shizach? Why do you have to make 90 pounds of maisa sheni? And why do you have to give 90 pounds to the other man? I mean, l'chayre, unless Taisvis is speaking about that he did not know the Echeshbin, how much was Yoshan and how much was Chodosh. If Taisvis is speaking about it, he didn't know the Cheshbin, he knows now he has 900 pounds. How much is Chodosh, how much is Yoshan based on Eichnish? Then he's stuck in the problem. Then Mustama he has to do what Taisvis says. Then he doesn't know how much to be Mafrish. She says the whole thing should be Maisel, the whole thing should be Maisel Sheini. Whatever becomes Maisel Sheini is Maisel Sheini, is Mechalo, the whole thing. Then he gives the whole thing to the Yoreman. Maybe that's what Taisvis means. So Kaponim, so the second Kasha Taisvis said is not too gefelich. Maybe with Yesh Bila you could take care of Maisa Sheni and Maisa Oni. Uktas Mashme be Yerushalmi de Shviyas de Shnei Maisreis Maisa Ayedei Tzivor Geironai. But Taisvis says from the Yerushalmi and Shviyas what that was ausgewiesen that you mafrish two Maisres. So what does Taisvis mean? So the Taisvis HaRosh says Pshat Apeladik Yemaiser. The Taisa Rosh says, Shemafrish Maiser Sheini, Shemafrish Me'oimit Hadas, he's Meshaya. Maisa Sheini Kefia Yoshan, U Maisa Oni Kefia Chodosh, Mitoich de Maisrei Seyem de Rabbonon Hikilu. So from the Taisus Arosh, it would seem that he plays Russian roulette. He goes and he takes, and he goes and he takes, this will be Maisa Sheini, this will be Maisa Oni, and he has no way of no halachic way of proving that this is Maisa Sheini, this is Maisa Oni. And since it's a Darabonon, I mean, Biashbila doesn't help, Breire doesn't help, there's no such cheshbon, it's mamish, it's a guessing game. But that's how the Tosfos HaRosh has pshat in the Yerushalmi. So Memele, so the second kashes are not shver. Pul ha-mitzri she-zoroi, seifa dehi da-oiris va-doichenu, umayisiv ad-rabonon, sha-pul ha-mitzri hoilchem bosar ha-shroshe. What Tosfos is saying here, I can begin to understand, because Tosfos mentioned before, there's a Baraisa and a Mishneh. The Baraisa, this is a Baraisa that's speaking about that it got that Mikzosa Hishrish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Mikzosa Hishrish Lacha Rosh Hashanah. That's a Baraisa. There's a Mishnah in Shviyis that says by Pula Mitzri you go Bosar Hashroshe. So I don't know why Tosfos wants to say this Baraisa is the Sefer of the Mishnah in Eiris Vadoich. This is a Baraisa in the Mishnah. Or maybe the Baraisa was said on the Sefer of the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rab Yitzchak bar Nachmeini Oma Shmuel Haloche ke Rab Yosi ben Kippur she Oma Mishum Rab Shimon Shizui. Now Shmuel came around and Shmuel said we paskin like Rab Shimon Shizui. So what does that mean? So in other words, it means that we hold Yesh Bila. So if you ever have a problem Chodosh and Yoshon, you can just solve your problem by mixing it together and we say Yesh Bila. We can assume that it was mixed perfectly, and you have the ratio in the Maisa. The ratio in the Maisa is equivalent to the ratio in the Geira. Maskif lo Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire asked Akasha and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeini, Umi Omar Shmuel Hoch, how could you tell me that Shmuel holds Yesh Bila? But Omar Shmuel la Keil ain Bila. You can never say, you can never assume that it has been mixed up perfectly. Chutz miyayin v'shemen. If you have liquids which are mixed up, then I can assume that it mixes up perfectly. But if you have solids mixed up, small grains mixed up, you can never say, yesh bila, you can never assume that it's mixed up perfectly. So Rab Zeire asked, how could you say b'shem Shmuel? That Shmuel Paskin, like Rab Shimon Shizuri, he holds Ein Bila, besides Ein B'Shemen. So the Gemara Ishtemitzei, so the Gemara answers, Rab Zeire, you know, you were unaware of another Maimer of Shmuel. Chada Omar Shmuel, Akel Hoylech, Achel Gemar Peiri. Now, before we go further, let us just explain Oysen Veinik, and then we'll understand the Gemara in the Veinik. Shmuel said three memories. One memory he said, Halachik Rab Shimon Shizuri. One memory he said, Ein Bila. And the third memory he said, Hakel Hoylech Acha Gemar Peri. So let's just explain these three memories. Now we'll see the Innovenik in the Gemara. Shmuel personally disagreed with Rab Shimon Shizuri. He disagreed with the Chachomim. The Chachomim said that by Kitni Shigo Bosa Hashkosher. Shmuel personally held, and he had a Tanna someplace that held like this. Rashi doesn't know who this Tanna is, but Shmuel had a Tanna that says, by kidneys you go bosa the gemar peri. So therefore, in the case of Rab Shimon Shizuri, Rab Shimon Shizuri spoke about that you have the cow beans that others were nishrash before Rosh Hashanah, others were nishrash after Rosh Hashanah. So Rab Shimon Shizuri said, you mix them together and you say yesh bila. Shmuel held, you also mix them together. But the Shmuel held, you know why you mix them together? Because you go bosa gemar peiri. You don't go bosa hashrosha. Those that were nishrash before Rosh Hashanah also belong to the next year. You look to when the peiri was nigbar.
So if others were nishrash before Rosh Hashanah, others were nishrash after Rosh Hashanah, you mix them together, because you go basa the Gemara Peiri, the Gemara of both of them was the next year. That's why you mix them together. So Shmuel said, La halacha, I hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you mix them together. But not as his longest. He holds yesh bila, I hold ain bila. But halacha, I agree with him, you mix them together, because I hold you go bosa gmar peiri. I hold by kidneys you go bosa gmar peiri. So it doesn't matter when it was nishrash, it matters when the peiri was nigma. Both of them were nigma the same year. So memele, so all these three members of Shmuel, explain Shita Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Chutz miyayin v'shemen, ha-ma'arev yayin chodosh im ha-yoshon, v'shemen chodosh im ha-yoshon, ve-toirem u-maiser mimenu, v'yesh be-maiser shneem, kefi ha-cheshben, there I'm permitted to assume that the maiser of both of them have the same ratio, shedovor lach, a liquid, nivlal yofa. That mixes up very well. Avol yovesh, ain't soimchim boy ala bila, but if you have grains or other things, you can't rely that it got mixed up perfectly. So the Gemara asked Astira in Shmuel, so the Gemara says, ishtemitzei l'rabzeira, Rabzeira was unaware, Hoda Omar Shmuel Hakel Hoylech Acha Gmar Peri. He was unaware. Now let's skip this Rashi. We'll come back to it soon. Let's learn the next Rashi, because Rashi brings down the next Gemara. Yishtemitzei l'Rabzeira Hoda Omar Shmuel Hakel Hoylech Acha Gmar Peri. Ba'ach Akitnius Leholchu Ben Acha Hashrosha. You don't go Bosa Hashrosha. You go Bosa Gmar Peri. V'chi omar Shmuel halacha k'Rab Shimon Shazuri loy mitaimei, not because he holds in lomdus like Rab Shimon Shazuri, loy mitaimei the omar that Rab Shimon Shazuri sadil Rab Shimon Shazuri taimei mishum bila, the taimei the Shmuel mishum de kulei chadosh. You mix them up because both of them say the kidneys which were nishrash in the previous year. The kidneys which are nishras, and this year both of them are chadosh. Who the kulei chadoshu shegodal v'nigma achar Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Peiri was after Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara is going to explain why Shmuel had to say these three members. Utzriche. Shmuel had to say all these three members that we should understand Shita Shmuel. Utzriche. If he would only have said, halacha k'Rab Shimon Shazuri, would only have said that, hava mina mishum de kesova yesh bila. So that would be terrible. He doesn't hold yesh bila. Kamash malon, that's what he said, the second member, lekoil ein bila. V'ashminon lekoil ein bila. If he would only have said the second member, hava mina k'rabonon svirle. You can't mix it up. That's all he has to say. Ein bila. So if he holds ein bila, so he can't mix up to Yoshin and Chodosh. Kamash malon halachi k'Rab Shimon Shazuri. Therefore he had to say both the members. No, I hold ein bila, but I hold you can mix it up. V'i ashmin and hani tarti. If you'd only would have said these two members, hava mina, kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel, so I would only have problems. So it's a stira. Here he says ein bila, and here he passes like Rab Shimon Shazuri. Kamash Malon, that's why he had to say a third member. That you know why you can mix it up, because there's no Chodosh in Yoshon. Everything is Chodosh. That which was Nishrash Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the Shnas HaMais is Acher Rosh Hashanah. Period. I let him just say the last thing, and they'll know everything. If he just would have said this Loshon, that everything goes acha gmar peiri, so hava mina afilu tvu v'zeisim nami. I would think haka loylech acha gmar peiri, so I would think by tvu v'zeisim, you also don't go boso shlish. You go boso gmar peiri. Kamash malon, aloche k'Rab Shimon shizuri b'amai depolik. So that's why he said, no, you go boso gmar peiri, and I pass on Rab Shimon shizuri. So that's spelling out Rab Shimon shizuri. When did Rab Shimon shizuri said you can mix it by kidneys? So that what I said, hakel hoylech ach gmar peiri, In the case of Rav Shimon Shizuri, and that is speaking about kidneys, by kidneys you go Bosog Ma'aperi. Frag the Gemara Velishmeinon Hani Tauti. Frag the Gemara, let him say Alochik Rav Shimon Shizuri. And let him say, Hakel Hoylech Acha Gemar Peri. So from what he says, Hakel Hoylech Acha Gemar Peri, I see the lumdis is not Alts Yesh Bile, the lumdis is Koshigobosa Gemar Peri. When that what he says, Halochik Rab Shimon Shizuri, I see he only Paskin Yigobosa Gemar Peri by kidneys and not by Tvur. Why do you need this third member of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, you say Ein Bila. From these two members, you can figure out that Shmuel holds Ein Bila. That's the Gemara's kasha. V'lishmina nani tarti l'akel Ein Bila l'omali. And for the Gemara, ha'kemash melon de l'yayim v'shemen yesh Bila. Ein echanami, that what Shmuel holds Ein Bila, I can figure this out from these two aloches. But he wanted to tell us that l'yayim v'shemen yesh Bila. So that's why he said these three halachas. It's muyimdik if we would think we have a whole shakovataya why Shmuel said three sentences. Why was it necessary? If he could figure it out from two sentences, he wouldn't have said three sentences. God, it's interesting. I heard Rab Reuven once met Rab Chaim in the train. When he asked him something, Rab Chaim said three words. That's all what he said. He didn't say more than that. Rav Ochber also brings down the beginning of Kedushin. He asked Rab Chaim Akasha. Rab Chaim said three words. He didn't say more than that. That's it. He said enough. Now you've not figured it out, but he said enough already. He didn't say an extra word. I heard someone who went to Shia for Rabbi Chonon. They would ask him over what he said in the Shia. He would say the same words he said by the Shia. He'll say over again say the same words. He won't say any more. This is enough. This is what I have to say. If you have problems, figure it out. That's how Gedolei Yisrael were. God, my Shver Zechayin Levocha told me he was once, he had the schus to be Chalamay Tzukas, Shabbos Chalamay Tzukas by the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said a drosha, and Sukkis Chalamay Tzukas, and Rabbi Chanan was there by the drosha, and Rabbi Chanan was listening to the drosha, and after the drosha, it was the same drosha he said a year ago. And he said, the Rebbe had Moisef given finif verter der yo. He chapped. He was Moisef. He was there with Shas Mais when he told it over. So he says, the Mechadish, the Chofetz Chaim is the Mechadish, five new words this year. But upon him, we see how Chazal were medayik on the Loshen, what had to be said was said. What's not necessary, we have all shakla v'taya. So why did he say it? Let us see Rashi. Ishtemitze. Rab Zeira hoda omar Shmuel hakel hoylech acha gemar peri. Rab Zeira did not know that Shmuel said hakel hoylech acha gemar peri. So besuam rine v'yishmina hakel hoylech acha gemar peri. Hava aminu afilut vuv v'zeisim nami. Kamash malon alochi kab shimin shizuri b'may de pligi. I only paskin like I only say you can mix it up by Rav Shimon Shizuri's case. The betzvuv is aisim loy pligi. Leislina buacha gmar peri. Alva b'mine kitni is pligi. The Rav Shimon ozl bosar ashroshe. The rabbonon loy ozli. And Shmuel had a the rabbonon that would not go bosar ashroshe and they went bosar gmar peri. L'madnu, from this sugya we see, da ashkach Shmuel tane, Shmuel found a tane, d'loy ozil bosel ashroshe bekitniyiz, el acher gmar peri, v'olei somach, and he relied on this tane, l'flug yelei de Rab Shimon Shizuri, he was chaylik Rab Shimon Shizuri, v'olei de homas nisnis, chaylik on the Mishneh, de tanina lel ha'oyres v'adoichem v'apargin, v'ashum shimin sheshrishu, yigo bosel ashroshe. Zogt Rashi, va'ani lo yodati man ahu tana. I personally don't know who this tana is. Zogt Rashi, utzricha hani tlas te Shmuel, alochi kerab Shimon, ulekoil ein bile, va'koil oilech achig ma'peri. That if he would say, ein bile, I would think kerabonen svirale, ve'in termi mimenu, If it got mixed up, you can't be Torim. Vein le takona l'chodesh v'yoshim shnei salvo, elim kein Torim and olav mimokem acha. You'll take different chodesh and different yoshim. L'fi cheshbe mi chodesh al chodesh, mi yoshim al yoshim. So the Gemara said, and if he would say, ein bila, and he would say, aloche kerab shimin shizuri, bi kasha de shmul ad shmul. Hocha mashmul aloche kerab shimin di yesh bila, vocha omar ein bila. It's nothing mixed up. And if you would say, I would think of by Behen acha gmar peiri, alvot vu vizeisim, then you take a go acha shlish. Lishminin hani tarti, umida omar shmuel, hakel heulach acha gmar peiri, ashmiinon, the haide kamaloche krebshimin, la mishum bila, mishum de kule chodesh. Avo bila lesle, the e is le bila, maishminin hakel heulach acha gmar peiri. So the Gemara said, he wants to tell us that by mashkin we say, yesh bila. Let us see the bottom Toisves. Acha gmar peiri, ein ze acha lekite. Gmar peiri does not mean lekite. The zimnin de nigmar lifnei reish shoshone, the nilkat acha reish shoshone. The chol yereg is a mamele, so it's not lekite, it's gmar peiri. So Toisves says, the chol yereg nami hulchen boy acha gmar peiri. Every yereg you also go bossa gmar peiri. Elad I, so why by Yerk they say Lakita? Elad Nokit, but called Duchti Bosa Lakita, Shim the Lakita, take of Ligmar Peri. By Yerokis, as soon as it's Nigma, they picked it. Abol Hani, by these Yerokis, ain't Lakitoson Bigmar Peri, it is not picked as soon as Nigma. Shemamtin Lohen Adshe Yisyapshu, they wait till it dries up. Ve'en l'kitoson ke'echot. And it is not picked at the same time. The misyavshin, prochim. Because, so the l'kite is at different times. Avod ma'peri ke'achas. U'lekach, and therefore, muta la'asa l'shmuel, you're permitted to be ma'asa l'shmuel, afal gav desova ein bile, because the gmar peri was in the same year. The Taimos or Taisvis asks Akasha Shmuel the Omer Keman. Who does Shmuel hold like? For Bein Rab Shimon Shizuri, Bein Rabona Moide the Zlina Bosar Ashrosha, with Nerei Shishonik the Precious. Vahavala Yoshan, they both hold if it was Nishrash with Nerei Shishonik, it's Yoshan. Shmuel Dosa Bosar Gmar Peri, the Lacha Rei Shishonik, Havala Chodosh. So Taisvis asks, who does Shmuel hold like?